was the first encounter you had with the real blues? Do you remember? Was it a record? Was it a...
It wasn't a particular record. I just always remember gravitating towards the honesty of the words. And it was just like, whoa, these dudes, they're not writing words to write a song. They're talking. What happened?
Guitarist and band leader Dustin Douglas talking the talk and inviting us to join the conversation at the 6th Annual Destination Blues Music Festival this Saturday, March 2nd, at 18 venues in Columbia and Montour counties. Orrin Helbach, executive director of the Exchange in Bloomsburg, gives us a little history.
A number of years ago, Columbia County Commissioner Chris Young was driving around the county on a Sunday morning. He goes out just to see what's going on. He has a cup of coffee, and he turned on the radio. Now, it was not WVIA that morning, but he found the blues. Good Time Charlie Lockard, who is on WQSU out of Susquehanna University and WZXR, the commercial station out of Williamsport, for many years has been doing blues on Sundays. Chris found this, and he described it. It was like the road to Damascus. The scales fell from his eyes, and he fell in love with this music. Chris is now completely convinced that everyone out there loves the blues. Most people just don't know it yet. So he decided it was important to bring this music into our community on the foundation that already exists. The Billtown Festival has been going on now for 30 years, Briggs Farm for more than 20. There is a very strong blues tradition in central Pennsylvania. Chris came to me and to Adrian Mail. I was at that point the Moose Exchange, running the Moose Exchange. Adrian was the downtown manager in Bloomsburg, also on my board. And Chris said, hey, kids, let's put on a blues festival in the wintertime. The bars and restaurants and hotels tell me this is the time of year in the middle of the winter when they most need extra business. And we said, that sounds great. And then we said to each other, Adrian and I said, where do we go next? It was actually completely clear where we go next. We go to Billtown and we talk to Bonnie Tallman and Charlie Lockard. And we go to Briggs Farm and we talk to Richard Briggs and we say, you folks are experts at this. Would you help us? And the answer in all of those cases was yes. So in 2014, we had our first festival. At that point, it was centered on the Caldwell Consistory in downtown Bloomsburg, the Masonic Cathedral. The big bands played there. We had our brew pubs. There were four brew pubs in the two counties in Columbia and Montour County. They were also involved, but that was the festival. Over the course of the next few years, it grew considerably in the number of venues. Last year, we had 18 venues, most of the bars and restaurants on Friday, a few on Saturday, the Caldwell, then the big thing on Saturday. And we did blues in church with gospel blues at Wesley United Methodist the past few years. We have found, as popular as this is, and as much as people love it, attracting sponsorships has not been easy. The county commissioners in both Columbia and Montour County have been very generous. They have continued to support this. We have not found the outside sponsorship. So this year, we are actually contracting the festival a little bit. We are not doing the Caldwell or church, but we have 18 venues still in the two counties, bars and restaurants, and additionally the Berwick Theater. There will be music a few places on Friday, many, many on Saturday, starting at 9:30 in the morning, going all the way through until midnight.
They are groups and individuals who are up and coming or well established and regional favorites, but with careers outside our region.
Yes, exactly. We're trying not to put the word headliners on anybody because we don't want any of the bars or restaurants to feel left out. But there are certainly some very recognizable names. Vanessa Collier, who is still terrifically young, comes from southeastern Pennsylvania, has played many times at Briggs Farm, has played at Destination Blues, is playing before the festival this year on the last Wednesday of February at the Destination Blues Listening Room at the Exchange on Main Street in Bloomsburg for 50 people. This is probably the last chance that we will see a rising star like this in our teeny tiny venue, but this year we're doing it. And she will be at the Berwick Brewery on Saturday, March 2nd, during Destination Blues with her full band. Dustin Douglas and the Electric Gentlemen are playing in Danville at Rock God Brewing on Saturday, March the 2nd. Swamp Candy, who are regulars in this region, they come up from Maryland. They will be playing at West End Ale House in Bloomsburg. These are all names that people know and appreciate. Brett Alexander and Nike Van Wyk are playing at Rosemary's in Bloomsburg. Phyllis Hopkins Trio is playing at Rolling Pines between Bloom and Berwick. Bobby Kyle in the Administers They are regulars in this part of the world. Bobby lives up near Milford. They've played at the festival before. They'll be playing at the Study Bar on Main Street in Bloomsburg, right next to the Exchange on Saturday night. At the Exchange, in our gallery, we do music on the last Wednesday of every month. We try to do music during our receptions for gallery shows. This year, we have everything mixed up together, so we have a reception for our current show called The Color of the Year, which, as it happens, this year is not blue. After 3 years of doing blue, we decided to do pink this year. It's actually Living Coral. Stacia Abernathy and Sean Farley, coming down from Williamsport, they will be playing at the Exchange in the gallery during Destination Blues all evening during the reception. Dave Brown and the Dissodonous Fiddlers are coming to town. Nate Myers and Tom Rosencrantz, the Mighty Susquehannas. I'll go through the whole list. J.P. Williams, Sweeney and Hickey, Tom Graham, Dan Hess, Chris LaRose, Benjamin Vo, AC's Soul Medicine, J.T. Thompson, Suzanne the Plan, and Kat Holdren. All of these people are playing on Saturday, most of them in the evening. In the afternoon, for the first time, we have the Berwick Theater involved. The Berwick Theater and Center for Community Arts, it's not just a movie theater. They have other events that happen too, and we are doing a concert there from 2 to 4 p.m. on Saturday, March 2nd, sponsored by First Columbia Bank and Trust. First Columbia, from the beginning, has sponsored our young artists at Destination Blues. This year, we have returning young artists playing together. Gabe Stillman from Williamsport playing with the Third Street Blues Band from Williamsport. Third Street has played at Briggs Farm, has played at Destination Blues. These are high school kids, some of them as young as 14 years old. When you close your eyes and listen to them play, you would think these are people who've been playing together for decades. Tremendously talented, tremendously skilled, great stage presence, terrific musicians. They will knock your socks off. Gabe was that way too a few years ago when he was a kid. Now he's in his early 20s, is one of the instructors at the Uptown Music Collective, where Third Street Blues Band, where all these kids are doing their music instruction. They will be playing together at the Berwick Theater, and it's going to be just wonderful.
You try to make it possible for everyone to be comfortable and to get around. You have a shuttle bus, so they'll be able to sample as many of the acts as they'd like to.
Exactly. The buses will run this year again. All of those schedules are on the web at destinationblues.org. Buses start late in the afternoon and will go to all of these venues. The buses are free. The venues are free. There are no tickets. There are no cover charges. All ages welcome everywhere. The idea with the bus, of course, is that we understand people will go to bars and restaurants and have a beer or two. The buses will be there so they can safely get around. The buses run, again, between all of the venues. You can get on a bus in Berwick, come down to downtown Bloomsburg, get on another bus in Bloom, make it to Danville, back and forth all afternoon and evening long.
Has the spirit of the original vision, the idea that this would build traffic in the region, which is always so important, but also that our spirits need something like this in the winter, does this do it?
I think it does. We've had visitors come from at least 8 states, from the District of Columbia. They come from upstate New York. They come from southern New England. They come from Virginia. They come from western Pennsylvania. They're coming here and saying, this area is really lively. There is an economic development aspect of this. We want visitors to come here, look at what we have, enjoy what we have, go home and tell their friends, and then come back. And we think that is happening. In addition, it's a community building thing among us. It's very easy around here when the weather gets gray and cold, which seems to happen around about October and continue until May. We all go into our holes like Punxsutawney Phil. Every now and then we might pop up our heads and see if there's a shadow. Destination Blues casts a long shadow.
You alluded to it, but take a few minutes with us to describe what happens with the color-themed exhibition.
So the last three years at the Exchange Gallery, we had done what we called the Blues Show. As with most of our shows at the Exchange Gallery, they are open to everyone. We put the word out, here is the theme. Any artist of any age, of any level of experience can bring work in any medium. Really, the only rule is it has to fit through the front door. After that, we will find a way of displaying it. With the Blues Show, we gave a few hints. We say this could be the color blue. It could be feeling blue. It could be blues music. What we found through that show, we had terrific participation. We had 130 pieces in the show 2 years ago. And again, by that broad range of people, not just from Bloomsburg and Danville, but from many counties in central Pennsylvania. They went mostly for blue, the color. That's not a complaint. It's just a statement of fact. After 3 years, we decided we needed to expand that a little bit. And we decided to look at color again, but something other than blue. Pantone is a company that helps define color. If you're painting a car or coming up with a new kind of nail polish, Pantone can help define what those colors are. And every year, this company in December sets its color of the year for the following year. How they decide this, I don't know. But for 2019, their color, announced in December of 2018, was Living Coral. It's a dark pink, an interesting color, not one that would have come to the top of my mind. But when we put out the word, we had a lot of people who were excited about it because it was so different from what we'd done before. The show went up this past weekend, and there are 45 pieces in the show. There's paintings, there's photography, there's jewelry, there's glass. Again, broad range of pieces. We have a number of flamingos, we have a few pigs, but it is a whole spectrum of artwork around that one color.
You are a photographer. Oren, did you take part?
I did, actually. I looked at what my body of work, so to speak. Obviously, the black and white pieces were mostly out of consideration. Last summer, a friend and I went to Western Pennsylvania, just west of Horseshoe Curve on the old Pennsylvania Railroad. We got up at 4:45 one morning so we could be on a bridge, Jamestown Road, near Cassandra, Pennsylvania, as the sun came up. We got up in the pitch black, drove out Jamestown Road. It was July 1st. It was a day that was going to end up beastly hot, but in the morning there was fog. And we got out onto the bridge in the fog, and the sky slowly lightened to the east of us. And we stood there with our mouths agape for the next 2 hours as the sky went from black to just barely purple to a spectacular pink to orange and eventually to a hazy yellow and then blue. Every now and then we remembered that we're supposed to be photographing this and we would click the shutters on our cameras. But that strip across the top of the sky was just, it was the most astonishing set of colors. Down below that, the fog on the tracks, the rails go off into the distance, also reflecting that color in the sky. The trees along the side, layers of dark green going to lighter in the distance, looking like a Japanese painting. I can't claim to have invented it. All I did was aim the camera and click the shutter.
Well, then we just need to know where people wind up online to get all the details.
Everything about Destination Blues is at destinationblues.org. There are pages there that have the complete lineup. There are pages that have all of the bus schedules, that have all of the hotels. There are 8 hotels in Columbia and Montour County who all have special deals. We encourage you to call them up, book a room, stay the weekend. There is always also information on our Facebook page. The Facebook page is facebook.com/Columbia Montour Blues Fest. But you can get there, too, through destinationblues.org.
Say it again, because it's hard to believe, Oren. People can come and hear this music for free.
Every venue is free. There are no tickets. There are no cover charges. There are no reservations. Show up and see the music.
Oren, you mentioned there'll be a visit from Vanessa Collier at the end of February, an up-close and personal experience at the Exchange. And that's part of the listening room. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Out of the Destination Blues Music Festival, the Exchange does both our backstage pass to the blues programs, where we go into schools and present the blues, and on the last Wednesday of every month, we do our listening room. Blues musicians, many of whom appear at the festivals, come in. Again, it's by donation, so it's a minimal charge. It is a very special experience. It is not like going to a bar or restaurant where there may be distractions like televisions or people talking. This is a concert atmosphere, but in a very small space. We have 50 chairs. The relationship between the musician and the audience is really extraordinary, and we have had some great conversations that go back and forth. It feels very personal. Some of these musicians are the best there is. Vanessa Collier is actually coming at the end of February. That one we did charge a little extra for. We actually sold tickets. That one is sold out. So if you do not have tickets, you are welcome to stand on the sidewalk, and we will have music playing outside on the street that evening. Gabe Stillman has played there. Bobby Kyle has played there. Dave Brown has played there. Brett and Nike have played there. The listening room is booked through September. J.P. Williams is coming back in September. In July, Hubert Dorigatti is coming from Italy. He's a guitar player, a singer-songwriter, who represented Italy at the International Blues Challenge a couple of years ago. He got in touch with me. He said, I'd like to come play at your venue. I said, this is what we can pay, and I'll give you a hotel room. He said, you're on. So we have our first international artist coming. With that strong foundation between Billtown and Briggs Farm, some of the best blues musicians in the world are coming to our region. And some of those are coming into our little space on Main Street in Bloomsburg. Gabe Stillman was at the International Blues Challenge this year. He and his band made it to the finals. The band itself did not win the overall gold, but Gabe came home with the Gibson Guitar Award as the best guitar player in Memphis this year. We are thrilled that someone like that is in our region and is still willing to show up in our little space and play for us. The musicians appreciate it, and we appreciate it tremendously. Our audiences do. It is huge fun. We are exchangearts.org to find out everything that we're doing with the gallery, and destinationblues.org, everything with the music.
Oren Helbach, Executive Director of The Exchange in Bloomsburg, speaking with us about the Destination Blues Music Festival, the 6th annual, your winter blues heaven on Route 11. It will be this Saturday, March 2nd, in Berwick, Bloomsburg, and Danville, Columbia, and Montour counties, hosting again 18 venues, 25 acts, no reservations, no cover charges, no tickets, all ages welcomed, free bus service to venues and participating hotels. For the complete lineup, hotel information, bus schedules, just visit destinationblues.org, destinationblues.org. And as Oren just explained, you can see what's up at the Exchange in Bloomsburg, exchangearts.org, exchangearts.org. It's the 6th annual Destination Blues Music Festival, March 2nd, Saturday, in Berwick, Bloomsburg, and Danville, 18 venues, 25 acts. Admission is free. Gets underway at 9:30 in the morning, as we heard, and Vanessa Collier is one of the many acts. For more information, destinationblues.org.